Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Novikov. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goodman moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heck moves to second. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heck moves to third. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell juggles the ball. That's an error on Russell. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lombardi moves to second. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Novikov moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough bunts towards the mound. Vander Meer fields it and throws to first for the out. Novikov moves to third. Russell moves to second. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers strikes out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vander Meer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer strikes out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft. D'Alessandro reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Novikov strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 0 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey misplays the ball. That's an error on Frey. Russell moves to second. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers bunts towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to third. McCullough moves to second. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to home to get Russell. McCullough moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraft hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kraft. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Stringer applying the tag. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vandermeer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. D'Alessandro strikes out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Novikov strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Frey moves to second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frey scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough strikes out. Lombardi drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCullough out. two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kraft hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vander Meer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost strikes out. One out. Johnny Vander Meer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vander Meer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vander Meer strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vander Meer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score. The Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, With the score, the Reds won, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Russell strikes out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough strikes out. Two outs. Al Todd pinch hits for Billy Myers. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.